iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to our weekly roundup from iGlobalNews.com right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty, and in our top stories of the week, the results of the latest Great British Indian survey on Hindophobia to capture the community's views on the term itself and the experience of such hate crimes were released this week and are a call for some real action over the issue. And speaking of action, the Hidden Heroes campaign, being backed by cross-party MPs Tom Tiggenhut and also Preet Kaur Gill, is a very welcome initiative to celebrate the unsung achievements of many lesser-known diaspora voices. And a shout-out to British Indian author Sanjeev Sahota for his immigrant tale China Room, making the prestigious Booker Prize longlist cut. More on that as we cover the top stories of the week right here on iGlobal Radio.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And as we look back at the stories of the week from the iGlobal desk this week, as part of the regular Great British Indian Survey series, iGlobal decided it was time to get the pulse of the diaspora on Hindophobia, the term itself, and the act of anti-Hindu hatred. The issue was thrown into the spotlight recently with the case of Reshmi Samant, an Indian student studying at Oxford University, whose formal complaint of what many felt was a case of anti-Hindu hate by a staff member, finally came to a conclusion recently. In fact, as many as 119 British Hindu organisations issued a joint letter to 10 Downing Street in London to urge action against an Oxford University faculty member for his alleged Hindu hatred and bigoted views. More on that story from the iGlobal desk at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. Continuing with our stories of the week right here on iGlobal Radio. Speaking of action, the Hidden Heroes campaign, being backed by cross-party MPs Tom Tiggenhut and Preet Kaur Gill, is a very welcome initiative to celebrate the unsung achievements of many lesser-known diaspora voices. And Sophia Dilip Singh, the daughter of Maharaja Dilip Singh, the last ruler of the Sikh Empire, is among the historical figures in the running for a Hidden Heroes campaign calling for more diversity in new commemorative monuments across the UK. Princess Sophia, the goddaughter of Queen Victoria, was among the leading suffragettes who fought for women's rights to vote in 1900s Britain. Now, Britain's first Sikh female parliamentarian, Preet Kaur Gill, has nominated her as a candidate for a new memorial to better represent the diversity of the country. Gill said, "The last few years, we've seen our country more polarised. As an MP, I want to use my voice to bring people together and to build cohesion in the UK. I am back in the Hidden Heroes campaign because we have so many of our achievements to celebrate, and the stories of more underrepresented groups can help build pride and a shared narrative of what Britain is today." There's more on this story from the News and Views section at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iGlobalNews.com. And as we continue looking at the stories of the week, there's plenty more to celebrate. And a shout out to British Indian author Sanjeev Sahota for his immigrant tale China Room, making the prestigious Booker Prize longlist cut. Weaving together two timelines and two continents, China Room struck as a brilliant twist on the novel of immigrant experience, considering in subtle and moving ways the trauma handed down from one generation to the next. In crisp, clean prose and with a dash of melodramatic action, Sahota turns these heavy themes into something filled with love, hope, and humour. This is how the Booker Prize judges describe British Indian author Sanjeev Sahota's long-listed entry. You can read more about Sanjeev Sahota by going to the News and Views section at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iglobalnews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iglobalnews.com.
This is iGlobal Radio, taking a look at the top stories of the week from iglobalnews.com. And as we take a detailed look at some of the stories from last week, the British Indian community and beyond united in their tributes to a staunch campaigner of the NHS. And in this news section, iGlobal will showcase the latest literary works by prominent authors and poets. And in this iGlobal Radio exclusive, a multi-award-winning dance and fitness instructor explains why she is convinced that the dance is one of the truest forms of exercise. And in the latest installment of our travel tales, we hop on another ride across some wonders in India, the UK and Europe. And finally, most of us have been there with on-off dieting. Here, a health coach explains how that simply does not work. Stay with us here as we check out the top stories of the week from iglobalnews.com.
Log on to iglobalnews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And so too, a detailed look at some of the top stories of the week from iglobalnews.com. And if we head over to the profile section at iglobalnews.com, we see tributes pouring in for Dr. Kailash Chand, and we see the British Indian community and beyond united in their tributes to a staunch campaigner of the NHS. I am talking about Dr. Kailash Chand. Twitter activity from the British Indian community and beyond were left in shock by the sudden demise of a prominent NHS activist and award-winning GP, Dr. Kailash Chand, OBE. His son, Dr. Aseem Malhotra, announced the news on Twitter that his father had suffered a cardiac arrest on July the 26th evening. Dr. Kailash Chand, OBE, was a staunch supporter of the NHS. After he retired from his job as GP in Ashton, he became the first Indian to be elected deputy chair of the British Medical Association. The Indian medic moved to Britain in 1978 and was honoured with an OBE for services to healthcare in 2010. Most recently, he'd been appointed Honorary Professor of Health and Wellbeing by the University of Bolton. He was also a trustee of the Greater Manchester Mayor's Charity, a homeless charity. And you can read more about tributes for Dr. Kailash Chand, OBE, under the profile section at iglobalnews.com. iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iglobalnews.com. Continuing with the top stories of the week, in this new section, iGlobal showcases the latest literary works by prominent authors and poets. And if you head over to the arts and culture section at iglobalnews.com, a poignant retelling of complex realities, nature and human frailties as well. This is all about Anthropocene, climate change, contagion, constellations is a literary and artistic response to the most urgent issues that faced humanity now, climate change and the pandemic. One of India's finest voices in world literature of this generation, Sudeep Sen's prize-winning books include Postmarked India, Rain, Aria, and now his latest offering, Anthropocene, which had its UK launch at the Nehru Centre in London recently. Sen is also the editorial director of Arc Arts, the editor of Atlas, and currently the inaugural artist in residence at the Museo Camera. He is the first Indian honoured to deliver the Derek Walcott Lecture and read at the Nobel Laureate Festival. The Government of India awarded him the Senior Fellowship for Outstanding Persons in the Field of Culture and Literature. And if you want to know more about this story, head over to the Arts and Culture section at iglobalnews.com. iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iglobalnews.com. We're looking at some of the top stories of the week from iGlobalNews.com. And in this iGlobal Radio exclusive, a multi-award-winning dance and fitness instructor explains why she is convinced that dance is one of the truest forms of exercise. As we join Angelique Perez of D-Star Dance, who is a multi-award-winning dance and fitness instructor. She teaches Bollywood dance to kids and adults, and also Bollywood fitness and Zumba.
When I started the classes, the dance classes, the Bollywood classes, I just found I was happier, I was glowing, I was radiant, I lost weight so easily when I couldn't do it for 3 years. I think you just have to love, you know, exercise and what you do. So for me, I found a new way, an alternative to the gym that I just wanted to share with. Yeah,
that's incredible, Angelique, because going to the gym is quite a rigid kind of lifestyle, isn't it? It's a rigid regime that you have to follow a certain pattern, whereas with dance, you just let yourself go, don't you? You just move your arms and legs, your hips, and all of a sudden you suddenly have discovered muscles that you never know existed. And you too can find out more about what Angelique Perez does with her dance classes by going to the iWellness section at iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
We continue with our detailed look at some of the stories of the week. And in this latest installment of our Travel Tales, we hop on another ride across some wonders in India, the UK and Europe. And so to the columns section at iGlobalNews.com, a rucksack and a car are all you need to explore new worlds, says explorer Anuja Vakil. Lawyer by degree, former insurance advisor and motivational trainer, and now an accomplished baker. All-rounder Anuja Vakil has been city hopping since forever. As an infant, she moved from her birthplace in Kolkata to Ahmedabad, where she has spent most of her childhood. Her profession took her to Mumbai, and her marriage has brought her all the way to one of the best cities in the world, London. Travelling solo is a bit of a bizarre concept, according to Indian parents, who tend to worry way too much. Fortunately, along with her equally adventurous husband, Dhaval Vakil, they make the most of their journeys. Having travelled to over 36 countries, Anuja indeed has a lot to share with iGlobal's Travel Tales. And to find out more, log on to the columns section at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. And finally, with our detailed look at the stories of the week, most of us have been there with on-off dieting. Here, our health coach explains how that simply just doesn't work, as we join Sujata Din explaining avoiding yo-yo diets to lose weight for good. And as we're now in the second half of 2021, she wanted to check on how we're actually getting on with our wellness goals. Sujata gets messages from people all over the world who want to lose weight. What they tell her is that they've actually done different diets and still nothing seems to work for them. She understands that clients who have previously tried counting calories are sometimes simply just not working for people, but they found that they could only do these diets for a short time and then the weight crept back up. Read more about this story under the health and fitness section at iGlobalNews.com.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's weekly roundup from iGlobalNews.com right here on iGlobal Radio. You listen to us and we will return the compliment to you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.